Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast series. Our show is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app, which allows innkeepers to provide guests with their recommendations of the best local places to eat, play, and shop during their stay. The Frictionless Guest app is accessible through all mobile and desktop devices, and you can learn more about it at frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com. I'm Matt Langan, and I'll be joined by Steve Short, the founder and CEO of the Frictionless Guest app. And today we're speaking with John Smallwood, who is the founder and CEO of ExpressRes, which is a specialized and simplified voice reservation service for inns, B&Bs, and vacation rental management companies. And for this episode, John will be discussing more about his background in the hospitality arena, as well as how ExpressRes allows innkeepers to earn more revenue from every call received through his platform, and much more. And John and Steve, how are you both doing today?
Doing great. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Excellent. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Awesome. All right, great. Well, John, thanks for joining us and really appreciate your time. And let's start from the top, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about your background.
All right, great. Thank you, Matthew. I'm located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been here for quite a few years. I've been in the hospitality industry for over 35 years. And during that time, I've managed, owned, developed, bought, and sold. I've done just about everything with hotels or bed and breakfast, small inns. So I'm a hospitality lifer. And so I've learned a lot during those times. But one thing I've been particularly interested in and had some degree of success in is marketing or filling rooms. And so as my hotel career kind of went through its various stages, you know, we've all gone through difficult times and positive times. But after the OTAs kind of came around in the beginning of the aughts, right after 2001, I started thinking about ways to generate revenue from sources other than using OTAs or online travel agencies such as Expedia and Hotels.com. And all of that crystallized into an interest in the call center industry for hospitality.
That's great. That's a perfect segue. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about ExpressRes.
Okay, great. To talk about ExpressRes, I should start at sort of the mothership call center we have, which is called Travel Outlook. We started that in 2006, and we've grown to be, I think I could safely say, we're the premier choice in hospitality voice reservations for some of the larger, more successful properties in the country, 4- and 5-star hotels. Our client list includes clients such as Highgate Hotels, KSL Resorts, Viceroy Hotel Group, Columbia Hospitality, Proper Hotels, Irvine Company. You know, we've got a really nice group of clients. And what separates us from other hospitality call centers is that we don't have a software product to sell. We just concentrate on answering the phone and doing so correctly, quickly, using a structured sales technique to maximize revenue and keep the length of the call down. And we just focus on being better and better every year. That's our focus, is just service and answering phone calls. And we have a robust marketing approach. We use a lot of different channels to reach the decision makers in the hospitality industry. It's like a surgical thing rather than a broad-based marketing campaign, you know, because there are only certain decision makers in our industry, and we want to reach those people and tell them what we do. And when we send those marketing pieces out, occasionally we would get a request for service or request for information from smaller properties, bed and breakfast, small inns, vacation rental management companies. And the Travel Outlook model wasn't a good fit for these small properties, because when Travel Outlook takes on a hotel, we learn everything about the hotel. We onboard them. We'll have a team of up to, say, half a dozen people that are involved with getting their calls focused on coming to us. And when the calls come in, we need to learn how to access their inventory through their PMS or their CRS, so we can book groups, we can move and change reservations, we can essentially become their reservations department. And, you know, it just doesn't pencil out for us to do all that for a bed and breakfast. It just doesn't work. And then the bed and breakfast will only send us 10 calls or so a month, or 20 calls or so a month. And, you know, it just doesn't work. So that caused us to think, you know, is there a way that we could put together a process that would allow us to handle calls from multiple bed and breakfasts and small inns and do it in such a way that, you know, these smaller properties could afford our service? And that was the creation of ExpressRes, sort of a way to be of service to the smaller properties that responded to Travel Outlook marketing campaigns.
So, John, talk a little bit about how it's different in terms of the service itself, and talk about why you think this is so important and so needed by, you know, by all properties, especially bed and breakfast. So I guess the first part is, you know, what's different about the offering for the smaller guys versus the Travel Outlook offering?
Okay. Well, there's really, when you get right down to it, at the core of the call, it's the same. We're going to be asking the same questions in our sales process. Have you stayed with us before? What brings you to the area? You know, just some things that at the beginning of the call that allow us to customize the sales approach. But with hotels, they're interested purely in conversion, and they're interested in, you know, providing information that would differentiate themselves from their competition close by. And that can be a little more involved with a larger property. You're starting to get into multiple room types. You've got groups, you've got that are filling room blocks, you've got amenities, restaurants on site, various things. And so the call can get fairly complex. In the case of bed and breakfasts, we're trying to keep in mind that, you know, the operating budget for a bed and breakfast is very, very lean, very tight. And quite often, the owners of the bed and breakfasts are doing a lot of the work. They're making the beds, they're cooking the biscuits, they're answering the calls at the front desk. And the last thing in the world they need is a call center to send them, you know, a $5,000 a month invoice. You know, that's just not going to work. So we have to simplify the process for bed and breakfasts, make the call shorter, make the call more focused, but yet still have an approach that shows that we are genuinely interested in hospitality and in providing the information that the person needs to choose the bed and breakfast over a competing one. So we will create, the reason I say we will, is that the service will be live in the summer. Our beta testing starts in about 6 weeks. But we will create a specialized call approach for small inns and B&Bs that hits that nexus of call length, yet a very effective sales approach to be able to close reservation calls.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, so if I'm an innkeeper and I say to you, well, you know, I can answer my own phone and book my own reservations, what is your reply? I mean, why is it that, you know, convince me that I need to use ExpressRes rather than just try to go it on my own?
Well, my answer to that would be, let's just say, just to throw a number out there, Steve, 50% of the time, that's the case. 50% of the time, you will be there at the front desk, no one standing in front of you, no other pressing task at hand, and the phone will ring and you can book your own reservations. No problem at all. But 50% of the time, you will be doing something else, or there will be someone standing in front of you, or you will be sleeping, or you'll be having dinner, or you'll be making biscuits, you'll be doing making a bed, you'll be doing something, which means you've got to stop what you're doing, answer the phone, and quite frankly, you will not be in the best frame of mind to take that reservations call. You're going to be frustrated. You're not going to be smiling and seeing the phone ring to be the same as a cash register ring. You're going to be thinking, oh, I got to take that call. Oh my God. And that's not the right frame of mind to be in to close a sale. When people call a bed and breakfast, and we're just talking about bed and breakfast for a second here. When people call a bed and breakfast, they're thinking that, you know, they're just envisioning, you know, people smiling with a golden retriever lying on the rug in front of the fire and, you know, very calming and very gentle experience and staying with the owners. And they're envisioning all that. That's what the person on the phone is thinking in their mind. And the person who doesn't really have time to answer in the phone call is thinking, I've got to make the bed, I've got to cook the food, et cetera, et cetera. So my answer would be 50% of the time you'll be in that frame of mind, but the other time you won't be. And that's when you should not answer your own reservations calls. And if you let us do it, the return on investment will be 10, 20, 30 to 1. You'll pay us X amount for taking the call, but you'll generate Y amount in revenue, and it's going to be a wide difference.
Does any statistics or any feel or guess for how many reservations are lost because the phone was not answered and they got voicemail?
I've not seen any data on that. I'd love to see it. If you can find it, Steve, that'd be great. That goes straight into our marketing.
Well, it's got to be something that I guess common sense tells you that some people are not going, they could have booked, I guess maybe if you're in more of a hurry, but I would think that there's some percentage of bookings that would be lost because either the person doesn't leave the voice message or they do, and by the time the innkeeper gets back with them, they've already booked somewhere else.
Or the other thing that complicates the formula is they would have gone to the Bed and Breakfast's website and booked themselves. So, and then innkeepers will respond to that by saying that, well, if we can't reach the call, they'll book themselves. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. And it's interesting. I'm not going to mention any names. I may have mentioned this to you guys from the previous call, but there's a sort of an opinion leader in the bed and breakfast industry that we saw at the conference recently who walked up. This guy had his mind made up on what it takes to run a bed and breakfast. And he's actually advising other bed and breakfasts on this. Sophisticated guy, but his mind was closed. And he walked up to us and he said, people tell me I need to come and see you guys. Let me tell you why I don't need your service. That was a quote. And we were surprised at that. We said, well, okay, tell us. And he launched into the story. By the time he was done, we actually not only signed him up, he's going to be a beta tester. And I just got an email from him yesterday saying, when do we start? We're ready to go. So he's thought about it a little bit. And he's realized that it only makes sense to have a team of people, an invisible team of people supporting me that I only pay when the phone rings. It makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that have caused a call center like ours to maybe not gain traction in the past with bed and breakfasts would include startup fees or minimum fees or long-term contracts. We don't have any of that. We're building this to be something that you only use it when you need it. If you don't send us any calls, that's okay, because there are going to be times when you send us a lot of calls and we'll be here whenever you need us. And if you, and we're, you know, the old expression, we're there when you need us and we're not when you don't. That's basically how we've set it up.
Talk about the pricing structure a little bit so that the innkeepers listening can get a feel for what the costs are, because they're always so concerned about that. And that typically is what makes a lot of these decisions. So talk about the pricing structure, if you would.
Sure. I'll answer that question directly and then I'll give you a little background. 89 cents a minute. That's our only charge. 89 cents a minute. There's no startup fee. There's no contract, nothing, just 89 cents a minute. And the way that we can charge what is a low amount in, for a hospitality call, and the way we can do no startup fee, et cetera, it stems from the fact that when we set this up, we thought, how could we make it so that we can save money at every turn and pass that savings on to the B&B owner? And we started off with the onboarding process. As I mentioned before, it can sometimes take us, you know, a week and six people to onboard a hotel correctly with Travel Outlook. With ExpressRes, we wanted to simplify that dramatically. So we thought, we'll come up with a software interface that allows the bed and breakfast owner to tell us about the property. And the bed and breakfast owner enters everything that we think we'll need. We have, you know, more than 10 years of experience knowing what those FAQs would be for a typical hotel. So we've taken that knowledge and woven it in onto our intake form or our onboarding form. It's a fairly extensive form, and it may take, you know, two or three visits to the site to complete it. They can save it and come back and finish it later. But once that's done, we review it, and then we send a phone number to the bed and breakfast, and we say, when you're ready to send us calls, forward the numbers, forward your calls to this number. And then when the number rings on our end, we see what the name of the bed and breakfast is, and that's how we answer the call. And then at the end of the process, at the end of the month, we're going to track how much revenue we booked for the end during that month and how many minutes we were on the phone. And we're going to email an invoice that says, this past month, we were on the phone for 500 minutes. You owe us $429.28. And we booked $13,000 in revenue for you during the month. Unless you have any changes, we're going to charge the credit card, debit card, or bank account you have on file in 5 days. And that's the whole process. So we don't have accounts receivable. We don't have billing. We don't have any of that. So all of these things were designed to minimize our back office staff involvement in the process and focus everything on the agents taking the calls. And I might add that that whole thing I just described from the very beginning all the way to the end, we wrote it all up and got a U.S. patent for the process.
Neat. So, and that is the whole tie in to know who's calling or which of your clients is being called, and then also tracks the exact amount of time that your folks are on the phone with the guest. Is that right?
Yeah, we use a sophisticated phone system for our whole company called Five9. It's a major software package for virtual call centers. you know, some of the bigger call companies in the world use this. And 5.9 enables us to, you know, multiple reports. I mean, I think we're using software package 6 and there's 30 packages in this software. It's amazing. We can handle chat. We can handle click to call. We can handle all kinds of things. We have a CRM built into it for our Travel Outlook clients, which I might say parenthetically, we're in the final stages of developing an API to connect that CRM with Sendyne, which is the premier hotel marketing software package that the big boys use. 30,000 hotels use it. So Travel Outlook is, you know, all the sophisticated stuff we're learning, we're trying to simplify it and bring it down to the call, the bed and breakfast owners. And 5.9 not only tracks the minutes we're on the phone, 5.9 enables us to know the name, to type in into the software, the exact name of the bed and breakfast or inn with that number that rings on our agents' phones.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess when innkeepers look at the cost of OTAs, somewhere in the 15 to 20% range, I believe, I would think that, I'm not sure what the average booking time would be for someone on the phone, but if it's around the 5-minute range, I would think that, you know, we're talking less than $5, which, you know, percentage-wise for an average bed and breakfast room has got to be way below the OTAs, right?
Yeah, I would say an average stay would be $200. And I think that you're right on that 5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes will be on the call. Let's draw a circle around $5 for a call. And the other thing to remember is that we'll be answering reservations calls for bed and breakfast. That's true. But we'll also be taking calls for simple things that the existing guests would take, would call in to say, we're coming in late. Could you let them know that we'll need a crib or a baby bed or something in our room, or one of our people can't eat gluten or whatever it would be. And they want to talk to somebody when they make that phone call. They don't want to get a voice, voice answering service. So we take those calls too. And we have a form that we have developed that our agent fills in while we're on the phone. And then as soon as the call is completed, we email that to whatever email address the owners give us. Or we can actually transfer the call to a special number where that they've given us. So if they need to speak to somebody at the property, they can do that. So all this is designed not only to generate revenue, it's designed to improve TripAdvisor scores. And, you know, such great service I had at this property. You know, that's part of our goal for the properties.
Right. Makes sense. And the bookings, there's nothing fancy about the bookings. You're just using the bed and breakfast's own booking system and booking directly. And that's how you track how much revenue you're bringing in for them. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And we don't, you know, we're going to disclose in our invoice that, you know, we booked $13,000 in revenue for you. We'll say, now some of that could have canceled, but that's what we booked. And I might also say some that may have extended or shortened their stays, but that's what we booked. And that's our ROI claim.
Yeah. And it seems like a pretty compelling argument to have. Like I said, if you look at the percentages and the costs and all of that, on top of it, the service aspect of it, where you can't get a hold of somebody and it could be something really important where they want to talk with the innkeeper or someone about the issue because it's a something that needs to be dealt with pretty quickly.
So. That's right. And to your point about the average call length, you know, the intake form that bed and breakfast owners fill out when they've decided to go with our service and we're onboarding them, when they're done filling that information out, and we've quickly reviewed it and made sure it's all complete, you know, it'll be like a typical form that'll just say, you must go back and fill this one out correctly before you can hit submit. So we get it all filled out. The minute that we say we're accepting that property and we send them the phone number, that information turns around 180 degrees and it appears on our agent's screens when their phone number rings. So we see that information when the phone's ringing and we know what bed and breakfast it is. And we've organized the information on the agent's screens to be the same for every bed and breakfast. So the parking information is right here on the screen, the pets, the things to do close by, room types, all that stuff is in the same place for every bed and breakfast. And our agents, our goal on this is the agents will be trained on how to be courteous and how to sell, but they may have never heard of this property when the phone rings. Oh, they'll say to themselves, here's a new one, Steve Short's B&B. Hi, thank you for calling Steve Short's B&B. My name is John. How may I assist you? They have no idea that they've not reached Steve Short's B&B, A, and B, the agent is customizing and personalizing the answer to make them think they've reached the right place. And then they're looking at the screen and they see everything there is to know about Steve Short's B&B.
Which is probably would be a nightmare if you stayed at our house, but that's another story. Excellent. So are there any other companies doing anything like this? So you say there are for hotels. Are you the first offering that you know of in the bed and breakfast and small innkeeping realm?
I think that there are several. I know there have been several for quite some time, but I don't think that they will have the ability. I mean, several smaller ones, I should say, a fragmented industry. I know that at the bed and breakfast conference that I met you at, Steve, in Myrtle Beach, there wasn't anyone else doing it. And there isn't anyone else doing it in the Albuquerque conference in a week or so. And these are the two biggest conferences. I heard names of other call centers when we were there, but they're not very big. And I think that they're sort of regionalized or localized. They may join, say, the Pennsylvania B&B Association or the Texas or the California or whatever. And we are focusing this on a macro basis. And so when our marketing really rolls out, we're going to make sure that every bed and breakfast and small inn in the United States knows about us. And it's just very hard to beat the value proposition of, you know, no startup fee, no contract, nothing, just 89 cents a minute. You know, there is no reason to say no to this, none. And especially when you realize that, you know, we're bringing the premier hotel call center in the industry, Travel Outlook, as a sort of a training platform, and our ability to say that we know hospitality, you know, I think we're going to be a very tough proposition. And that's why we patented the whole approach, because this is what makes it work. You know, it's just, it's not cost effective to onboard properties. It's just not. You know, I'd spend as much time on the phone with one property, getting all the information down about them and getting it into a form that our agents could read as we've been on this call. And how can you do that on a macro basis? Our goal was when we designed this, that we could add 20 bed and breakfasts a day without ever heard of them. And then we would have a pool of a blended agents, meaning that they're answering calls from multiple properties, blended agents that are trained only how to sell and trained in hospitality answering the calls. So, you know, we may throttle the intake number if we can't keep the agent pool growing, but we have a number of call center partners that we work with that could help us find agents. We have our team in the United States. We have agents in 28 states, I think. And then we have a team in Belize, a team in El Salvador, a team in Jamaica. These people are accent neutral. They've been working with us for years. I mean, quite often we'll get an email from the team in El Salvador saying, Neiman Marcus just dropped a little group of us because they decided not to do this campaign again next year. Can you use these guys? You know, they're used to dealing with people buying multiple purchases of Neiman Marcus, and they're trained call center people. We can train them in a matter of a couple of weeks how to answer a call about a bed and breakfast. Now, we've got good teams backing us up to be able to come up with large numbers of agents if needed. We also have multiple languages with the Belize team. We've got French, German, Italian. We don't have anybody that speak Quebecois for the French-Canadian people, but we do speak French, so that should work. So I think we can really make a big splash here. And the good thing is that it's not something we have to make an instant profit on, you know, because Travel Outlook is our mothership. So we can take our time and do this right and really build it up.
Interesting. It sounds like you've got it priced well coming out of the gate and hope that'll work for you and you'll be able to build the client list. But it sounds like you're off to the races based upon your success at PI last month. And hopefully you'll have the same success at AIHP at the summit coming up here in a couple of weeks. So,
I appreciate that, Steve. We were really surprised at how well it went at PI. I think we've signed up 50 to 75 properties already. And
surprised. That's great.
I thought we'd have a slower thing. But now flipping the call now around to Frictionless, I've been spending some time online looking at your app. And I'm just wondering if there's a way that we could really cut through a whole lot of what we're telling people on the phone about bed and breakfasts.
Yep.
By just adding to our call script something like, be sure you download the Frictionless app, because that will tell you everything you need to know about this property. So we have to figure out a way to link up the people that have bought Frictionless with the calls that we're taking. Like if a bed and breakfast doesn't subscribe to your app, right? There's no sense in us asking the caller to that bed and breakfast to have the app.
That's right. Yeah. And it's funny you bring that up, because as you were talking, I started thinking about, okay, well, if the bed and breakfast, you know, they're paying per minute. So And as a big bed and breakfast person, my wife and I do a lot of, you know, bed and breakfast. And that's part of the impetus for our concept for Frictionless. And, you know, I always end up talking to, I'm the type of guest that talks to the innkeeper for like 30 minutes on the phone, trying to pick their brain for things to do and places to go and where should we go for Friday night dinner and, you know, something maybe a little bit better for Saturday night. So, you know, that could take some time, and which is translates to cost on the phone call. And yeah, I mean, they could deflect that and provide a lot more information for the guest to be able to make their own decisions by saying, hey, we'll send you a link to Frictionless, or they could even access Frictionless for that particular property and have a conversation about it if they wanted to. If they wanted to say, okay, well, what are you looking for? A place to eat? Okay, that's easy to find on the apps. So yeah, I think we can talk more outside of the podcast about possibly making that happen. That could be cool.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And you're going to be in Albuquerque, right, Steve?
I am. Okay. Yep. So week and a half.
Yeah. Let's spend some time together talking about that. So, you know, we could jointly market it. And you're right. It would make the job easier for our agents. We think that we're going to do fine on profitability wise on this. So, you know, we're not out to try to make the calls as long as possible. What we want to do is create a service that people can't live without, you know, and that way we'll have a long-term client. We don't want to make a killing. We just want a long-term client. And if we partnered with you and we were keeping the call lengths down because the clients had access to the information through Frictionless, that would be a good marriage.
Yes, absolutely. Sounds good. Good deal. All right. Anything else any other thoughts? Normally Matt asks kind of as we're finishing up, you know, anything else to add? Any other thoughts, John?
Matthew, I think we ought to get a short guitar solo. What do you think?
I think we should too. Right. Exactly.
Right. Hey, we're listening. We're listening.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. All of our listeners don't realize that there are 2.5 musicians. You two musicians, me, I consider a half musician in terms of my ability, but it's always fun to talk about rock and roll music. And Steve and I seem to be meeting a lot of people in the industry that have a lot of music connections, John. It's kind of funny. It always seems to be popping up.
Well, let me just put a plug in there for Steve. His band's called FT Blind Man, and I heard about it in Myrtle Beach, and I bought one of their CDs. It's called The Tide. And let me tell you, everybody who's listening, the guy can play the guitar. Well done, Steve.
Way too generous, but thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Should I take us out, gentlemen, with the outro?
Sure, go for it.
Sounds good.
All right, great. So our guest for this episode of the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast was John Smallwood, who's the founder and CEO of ExpressRez. And as you heard, John was kind enough to share his insights into his background in the hospitality arena and more about the ExpressRez voice reservation service for inns, B&Bs, and vacation rental management companies. And we really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast, brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app. If you wish to learn more, please visit frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com.